Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. There's lots
of room. It's time to get on or get off. Play the bandwagon.
Bandwagon.
All right, let's start with things you may be guilty of if you're over 40.
Ooh.
So I'm interested to see how many of these Chris is guilty of.
Fun times.
All right. Do you have your phone ringtone on the loudest volume?
Are you asking me first?
Yes.
Okay. Phone ringtone on the loudest volume. Yes.
So when you're not in the studio, your phone rings as loud as possible.
On vibrate, yeah. I have it on the loudest vibration possible. That's ringtone.
No, it's not. That's vibrate. Ringtone is a tone.
Well, when I'm not doing radio and I flip the button up and then I can actually hear it, it's on the optimum volume. It's always on the optimum volume because I'm always in very loud places.
So you'll
places.
Have it loud.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have your phone on the loudest ringtone setting?
No, I have it on vibrate.
I always have my phone on vibrate no matter what.
Same here.
So that
it's
makes
impressive that you actually answer the phone when I do call you then.
That makes Sean the oldest person in the room right now.
That's dumb.
I
don't co-sign that at all.
Why does everyone over the age of 40 say ChatGPT?
Why does everybody say ChatGPT as opposed to what? As opposed to what? What are you supposed to call it? It's called ChatGPT, which
it's
I haven't
even... ChatGBT.
GBT? Oh, well, I don't. I'm off the bandwagon on that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, same here.
It's GPT. I just used it for the first time last week, and I was not impressed.
People over the age of 40 love the thumbs up emoji. Are you a thumbs up emoji guy?
When it's appropriate, yeah.
I'm not. And actually, it's true. Because I've seen, my dad's over 40. He always uses that. You, I think I've seen you text, and you've used that.
Yeah.
I don't know about PC. I don't think I've seen PC, but also another person. I think I've seen, I can't remember who, but I've seen a lot of older
likes,
people.
Do likes count? Because when you like something in a text message, it's a thumbs up. It's just like, hey, I got your message. I see it. I approve.
I'm not sure if it, I think he's talking about the actual. Like.
Yeah, I don't use the emoji, but I do use the... The thumbs up, like, happy face.
Right, to like something.
Hey, I got it.
Yeah. That's not old.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
It's just being responsible.
No, it's old.
And being courteous. Like,
it's old.
You take your time to send me a text. I'm going to say, yep, I got it. I see it. I approve. Done.
People over 50 insist on using voice to text for everything.
Yes.
Oh, that is true. I do not do that.
I do not do that either.
I do it sometimes, but I don't trust Siri enough to get what I have to say accurate, you know?
I don't either, but my girlfriend's like boss or whatever. That's all he does. She keeps telling me that he always uses voice over text.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do it too, older people mostly.
You know, iPhone needs to step their game up. Like, the Alexa that I have at home, like, my five-year-old doesn't speak, like, as clear as you and I do. Can ask Alexa, like, rando questions, and, like, we get responses immediately. Like, Siri, I can't ask Siri to do something as simple as, you know, XYZ, and it's, It's just pointless. I don't know what the problem is.
All right. Over the age of 40 pronounces Chipotle as Chipotle.
Oh, over 40, I could see that. I do not, again, because it's not hard to say Chipotle.
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 Yeah. Diarrhea.
That too. That too.
It's the risk reward. Fills you up at the time. Leaves you wanting more.
All right, this one's funny. Why does every guy over 40 grunt like an Olympic power lifter at the urinal?
I do not do that either. This should be, this feels like over over 55. Really, this is over 55.
I know for a fact there are people in this building who grunt when they go to the urinal.
I'm not going to lie.
I could probably name the people that grunt when they go to the urinal.
If I got to go really bad.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I do it mostly at home.
I mean, you know. Yeah, you let it all.
Mm-hmm. But I do it.
Clint Sterner's probably a grunter. Ron Hughley's a grunter. Seth is a grunter. I would imagine PC's a grunter. Lopez, definitely a grunter.
T-Mill, probably.
T-Mill? I don't know. I feel like T-Mill's probably
y'all
a little
missing
bit more
the most obvious one.
You?
No.
Who?
Who's the oldest person at the station?
Well, I already named them all.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Lopez.
Yeah, he was literally the... Squirrel, he's literally the last one I said. That's a very old person. That's not 40 and above. Do not, that makes me feel old. The fact that you're probably reading some study from some jamoke in the UK that put this together. They always do the studies over there. It's 55 and older, but go ahead.
All right, so how old do you feel right now?
I feel like I'm 28.
All right, the person who wrote that article should be tarred and feathered. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Tarred and feathered. On the bandwagon. They're probably from the UK and they have like four good teeth. They just ran out of good ideas for articles. I'm on the bandwagon.
You know what? I'm off. Because I feel like a lot of those things are definitely what 40 plus year olds do.
You're 29.
I know, but it's just maybe just not y'all two. I feel like there's probably some listeners that agree. 40 plus year old listeners.
They're older. It's not 40. 40 year olds are still millennials, bro.
Hey.
This, I'm telling you right now, a lot of these things my father-in-law does, and he's not even in his 50s anymore. He is.
Anymore. He's north. In his 40s now.
Yeah. If we were going in the opposite direction, he would be in his 40s, but we're not, and he isn't. In his 60s, he is. And he does every single one of those things. And his iPhone text is like on the font 45.
See, to me, you got one of these, you know, young punks trying to do a, you know, a old person shaming or older person shaming. We're going to give you an old time punishment. Tar and feather.
I like it.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, number two. Imagine taking your surgeon out to get blasted the night before that person's going to operate on you.
Oh, no.
Maybe not the best idea. So.
On both sides.
A singer died hours after undergoing plastic surgery. After a boozy night out with her surgeon, the night before getting cut. Anna Barbara Burr Boldrini.
Oh, stop.
Went into cardiac arrest and died at a hospital in Turkey after getting a boob job, lipo, and a nose job. A lot of things he had all at once.
Yeah.
The 31-year-old singer traveled with her artist husband, Elgar Miles, from their home in Mozambique to Istanbul for these surgeries.
Man, these are some ballers.
Miles told Brazilian news outlet O Tempo she was receiving these procedures in return for promoting this hospital. She wanted to undergo these procedures to improve her aesthetic standards. It was a dream of hers. The couple was married a month, allegedly partied with the doctor during the surgeries the night before. Miles said they asked about changing the date of the operation to allow the doctor an extra day to recover. Due to scheduling issues, the surgeon decided to bring it forward to Sunday. They showed a picture of Miss Anna Barbara Boldrini, and she doesn't look like someone who needed a boob job or lipo.
Maintenance.
Or an nose job.
Maintenance.
Might need to do something about some of those bad tattoos.
Well, she can't now.
They said they went to the clinic on Sunday just to see the place. The doctor wanted to do the seizure without Anna being prepared, according to Miles. Miles then claims that his wife was persuaded to go ahead. The doctor said there were no problems. Everything would be fine. She underwent the procedure. She was out of the operating room by 11 o'clock. Doctor sent him a picture of his wife recovering. Then said, well, she's still under anesthesia. She'll wake up very shortly. But then attitude started to change. They said, go to the room. The assistants were acting strange. I waited for an hour and 15 minutes to receive her. He said, I went down to the ground floor and a doctor said her heart was beating slowly. And another said she was already dead. The doctors were detained at the hospital before being released by Turkish police. Patient could not be resuscitated from anesthesiology.
It sounds like it's not the doctor, but it's the anesthesiologist that gave him too much.
If you go out boozing with someone who is about to cut like five parts of your body and then have surgery the next day, you're kind of complicit. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. You know better than that. By the way, you go out partying, like you're drinking alcohol. Can you drink alcohol the day before surgery? No.
Unwise.
Like, don't you have to fast in a lot of these situations? And do drink nothing but water like after 10 o'clock if you got a morning surgery.
Hold on, I did this with Partee. You've seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes, I've seen them all.
He chose poorly.
Yes, he did. And she did as well. She doesn't have to worry about getting the tats removed anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, those tattoos were ugly.
Face tat. Ugh.
Yeah, one thing I don't like is face tats. But yes, I'm on. I mean, I understand you want to go out of the country because that's where she went, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. She wanted to get like surgery and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't just go out with like random. I don't know if this is random or whatever, but y'all got to be careful when you're going to go out and get surgery done or whatever done in these other countries. Because
I mean,
you
they
don't
went
know.
From Mozambique to Turkey.
Yeah.
That's just East Africa to Turkey.
It's just like you don't know what they have over there, and let's be honest, the stuff over there might not be better than what we have here.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then you go out and drink before surgery, when we all know that's one thing you should never do. It's when you don't know how your body's going to react.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was just a dumb move by her, and sucks to hear, but it is what it is.
No, I have so many feelings on this. Like, doctors, you know, love you, but, you know, people should be asking the doctors and testing them as much as they ask us all a bunch of stupid questions. You got to fill out, you know, two dozen pieces of paper before you even get in the back door, you know, for a physical or something like that. I feel the same way about, like, banks. You know, you go there for a loan, they're going to pick and prod at your credit and stuff like that before they're going to give you a loan. I understand that to a certain degree, but maybe we should also be checking into you to see what you're doing with our money and to see how reputable you are. I don't feel like we do that enough. Don't trust anybody, I say.
This is tragic. It is unfortunate. It is also Darwin wins fatality.
On the bandwagon.
That is your bandwagon.
Bet you didn't think it was going to end like that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.